this annoyed not only the British civilians, the British troops, but also the Canadian troops, because the Americans seemed to have no end of equipment and frills and enjoyment, and they were being paid two or three times more than we were.
Overpaid, overtaxed, and overheated. Three things wrong with America.
This was, and of course, there was a great deal of criticism of the way they fought the war and talked about it. But to be fair, they did some tremendous things. Their breakout from the Normandy stalemate. But that was only made possible because of the Canadian and British troops who were holding all the armor, and the Americans went around. But where they really shone was when they were able to break out, and the crossing of the Rhine at Nijmegen. I was there a couple of years ago. I saw the place. That was amazing, and I don't think a Canadian or a British unit would have done it, because this commander took it on himself. He saw the opportunity to capture this bridge. It wasn't in the plan at all. He just realized that this bridge appeared to be lightly defended, and he, on the spur of the moment, he crossed it and was able to establish a little bridgehead. Well, this was the sort of thing where they shone. But of course, they had tremendous equipment. There was no end to